gives me something to clue y'all. There's got to be some people out there that like to drink tequila. All right. I was talking to somebody backstage before, and they were telling me there's a lot of you people there that like to drink vodka and orange juice. When you're down in the dumps and you need something to bring you up, there's only one thing that's going to do it the way you want it. What's that? I can't hear you.
Oh, wow.
That was quite a fade-out.
This is Between 8 and 12 Beers. This is the drinking edition, and it's kind of appropriate because things are all fucked up here tonight.
Yeah, they're... Roger's doing a pretty good job, though, and John has taken Helms as our producer for the night. which is a learning experience for him, I think.
Trying to figure out how to play vinyl. I guess we have four listeners, including one from Brazil.
Hello to Brazil.
Between 8 and 12 beers, worldwide.
Going out international to all y'all. Yo.
And once again, we do have a theme tonight. It's all about drinking. And you might say, faithful listeners, isn't every show about drinking?
But no. No, it isn't, because we don't put drinking at the forefront. And tonight we have. And our first song is going to... is a testament to that, because it was what, Ron?
It was Cold Gin by Kiss. We had to cut out because it was live, and it would have like taken 10 minutes more
and,
of our valuable talking time.
And then that's what we live for, is talking time.
Yeah, I think John's trying to sort out the next song. Are you going to play the vinyl?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
No, he isn't.
We might be having some vinyl treats coming up for you later if we can figure out how to do it.
Because as I learned on a 902 and 0 episode like 5 years ago when they were 35, the vinyl has a sound quality unmatched by CDs. And Ross is drinking hooch.
Between 8 and 12 hooches for Ross tonight. This is going out to the guys at Tropics. I hope it's about suicide and drinking.
We're going out there dancing later, so meet us there.
Oh, It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home, but every time I start to leave, they play another song, and someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Baby said to me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a beg me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
Oh!
Oh, God!
Holy Christ. Please don't tune out.
Jesus, Willie!
This is Between 8 and 12 Beers, and it's only with Scott, Ross, and John. I mean, like, no one else.
Ross is our, mic
I don't know if your mic is on.
John is our new producer tonight.
Yeah,
he's doing a fabulous job, too, as you could have heard, you just heard.
Our regular internet tech actually got burnt up in...
He was dancing at Tropics at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And shit happens, you know.
And Roger just disappeared on us, and we're here all alone. We don't know what we're doing.
Uh-oh, Dad's gone. John, isn't your mic working?
No, I don't think so.
The switch doesn't work or anything?
Are you on?
God, you're the only reason people listen to this show, John, and you can't even talk on it.
Well, yeah, but...
Are you on the board? Are you on the board? The board that's right in front of you that you're working? Is your mic on there?
It should be. It should be.
Maybe we should just get into another song. This is the drinking show, for those of you who are wondering. And this next song is called The Hymn for the Alcohol.
Don't stop me on the run, because it makes me numb. Stop me on the whiskey, I know whiskey is his drink. You never drank it with me, but now you drink it with him. I'm not good enough for whiskey, not good enough for you. Let's stop drinking wine, we used to all the time. We used to go to our house, then you went to his bed. The wine stained your lip red, then tonight you might forget. You might not go home to him, you might stay here. 6 months since you left. We must be truly blessed, 'cause you look no less pretty. You may be even more so if you reap the seeds that you sow.
drinking, smoking, fighting, pining, sinning, but I know what you're feeling. I know what you're thinking. I just think it's all about coming out your mouth.
Woo! Ooh.
Well, isn't that a nice... oh, Lord, I'm losing my microphone.
Woo.
Isn't that a nice visual, the whiskey glass eye?
Still getting used to the levels there, so
hey, you're doing,
bear with us.
You're doing okay. Don't worry about it.
We are flying high. So we're flying solo.
Our new producer, who used to be our other third wheel...
Straight from the Annie show, I used to be urchin number three.
Oh,
yeah,
oh.
Talking to the mic. Okay.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, you're...
Fucking prima donnas.
Fucking producers is what I have to say.
You know, it may seem like we're the only people listening, but it's not true.
Because somewhere out there, a very special young lady who has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is waiting to hear a very special song.
And this is that song.
Wait, don't play yet.
Oh. four, yeah?
No, yeah.
Song number four, yes.
Are we ready? This one goes out to you.
Baby.
Hey.
If you can hear that, we have a phone call, but I'm certain it's not for us.
Take it. Take it.
Take it. Hello? I don't know if we can do that. We're on the air right now.
You'll have to speak up. We're on the air right now.
Would you turn your radio down, please?
We'll
a lot of feedback here.
We'll be down as soon as we're done talking, okay? Bye now. That was Roger.
Oh, Roger, our other producer.
Into the mic, remember.
What do you have to say?
He needs to be let in downstairs. We're upstairs here at Club Xanadu.
Well.
Oh, and I should be getting the next song ready, shouldn't I?
Yes, you should, shouldn't you?
Where's
your smart comeback now? Hey, for everybody who's not over at that Hoppin Show, 8 bands for $27.
$2 in 10 hours.
27 posadas. Actually, they do take Spanish money over there.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's...
helpful. It's very multicultural.
Well, they try to be. It'll be a good show. I don't know who I'd be talking to because we don't have any listeners.
Is anybody there, like, influenced by Floyd or maybe Yes? Because if not, I'm not going.
I don't know.
Maybe we should play this song. And this is dedicated to my two co-hosts, Scott and John. It's called Booze Hound Named Barney.
It's 8 o'clock, children. Time for bed.
But we're not sleepy. Sing us a song, Sherry Bobbins.
Yes, sing us a song.
I've been singing you songs all day. I'm not a bloody jukebox. Oh, all right.
In front of a tavern, flat on his face, a booze hound named Barney is bleeding his case.
Buy me a beer, $2 a glass. Come on, help me, I'm freezing my ass. Buy me brandy, a snifter of wine. I'll drink turpentine.
Move it, you drunk, or I'll blast your rear end.
I found $2.
Then come in, my friend.
And so let us leave on this heartwarming.
Can I be a booze hound?
Not till you're 15.
Oh, hey. that was the booze hound song or something.
Well, that meant a lot to me, Ross. I'm glad you dedicated that to me and John.
We're just chatting, getting John ready. Are you ready, John, to play the next song? This is a first for Between 8 and 12 Hooches. It's vinyl. And Lam is just turning us up louder.
I'll pass through.
Fucking rocking.
Blind in...
Good choice, John.
Blind in Club Xanadu.
Yes. Now, I heard a rumor about 2 years ago that WASP stood for We Are Satan's People. Now,
that's untrue. That's never been founded. The band insists that it actually means we are sexual perverts.
Oh, well, that's even better. I certainly wouldn't play that at a church youth group, though.
Would anything that we've played on the show... do well at a church youth group? Speaking of church youths, I'm surprised that we're not doing a Louis Palau thing tonight. Theme.
You know, Louis Palau...
I don't think I've ever heard you belt on the air.
I went to Louis Palau last night, and I was really impressed by the fact that he made the connection that Fargo Dome has God in the middle of it. Fargo Dome. God.
God.
Well, all I know is I saw God in the men's room there once.
Well, what was he like?
Was that the quadriplegic dressed up like Kiss?
No, that was in St. Paul, actually.
Oh, yes. We don't get those type of class acts here in Fargo.
No, we do.
So this is the drinking show.
Hey, everybody.
We're snoozy right now, but after the next song, we'll be belligerent.
No, because you know what? The next song is ska.
Oh.
And they drink, they write a lot of songs about beer because, as I was telling Ross earlier today, they have to because that's their main audience is drunk people.
So if we're not here when the song's over, we're at Lowerman's and come meet us.
We're going to go dance in the tropics later.
Three Minute Hero sucks.
Kick it.
I'm patient.
A little bit too much pot tonight.
I'm just being funny.
Ross has a case of the munchies.
That's what they call them, isn't it?
I'm not smoking any pot, man.
Dude,
are you holding?
Damn it. So this is between 8 and 12 hooches.
8 and 12 slugs.
And it's the drinking show.
Not much of one, by the way.
All the songs are about drinking.
This is the only show in man's history, well, I doubt that with the internet now, but one of the only shows that has more staff members than listeners.
Fascinating point, Scott. I'm glad you really brought that up. If you go to the Between 8 and 12 Beers website, you can actually look up charts and pie graphs and in full color that we brought with the USAtoday.com tech section.
Yes, they're fabulous of graphs.
Holy Christ, we have a half hour left.
Oh, holy Christ, Willie.
This show is actually, it's like, it would be the best thing to do driving from Fargo to Grand Forks. You're going from no place to no place else. And you're drunk.
I really like Grand Forks, though.
Gee, Scott, why?
Well, maybe it's the fact that it just has a down-home feel.
Gosh golly, you're right.
Oh. Well, I think down-home, you know, this whole talking shit just doesn't work very well when Ross isn't talking. When we don't have three people fighting for a mic, it just ain't no fun.
I was letting the boys talk, you know. I'm working the CD player, man.
You be giving your peeps some?
Yeah. We're playing Hungover together, right?
Hungover again.
No?
Yeah, whatever. Well,
we're playing Hungover together.
Okay.
Do you guys want to talk about this song? You know,
it's a Captain and Tennille number.
Yeah, it is. Captain Tennille really...
they nailed it on this one.
And there's been so many bands that have tried to redo it, and none of them have really caught it, but this is the only copy we have of it, so here we go.
Got nothing on. lately. Something's been different. When we go out there, there's a fire in your eyes, but something is missing. They just don't burn as bright.
Hey, that was the Scud Mountain Boys, and it was
the
called
Suicide Mountain Boys.
It was called Liquor Store.
Yeah. Ross is starting to have like hallucinations. He smoked so much pot tonight, and
I can put it right here. Okay. So whoever's next,
maybe Scott.
Already?
I'm not fucking smoking pot, bitch. It's crystal meth. Get it straight.
Yeah, you can tell by his attitude that this show's going nowhere. Now we've got both of our producers back, and
yeah, thanks. And one of them's leaving again.
It's not really showing up in the quality, is it?
Why are you holding your mic like this, John?
Because I'm Axel.
I think it's time to play another Jerry Lee Lewis song.
It's always time to play another Jerry Lee Lewis song.
Speaking of Axel, I was going to bring Night Train, but
13.
The person or the drink?
The song.
Hey, Kate.
Light your own bourbon. Yeah.
This is this song. Doesn't
it doesn't play?
It doesn't. Well Dan, our
Roger, we're on the air right now.
Dan, our producer, drinks Jim Beam number what? What is that number?
Number nine.
Number B.
Nine. Yeah, dead air.
B.
We should just play some music here.
Let's play
this
song.
Is called Jack Daniels number whatever Jack Daniels is.
Bogey Bogart, he cried the ring, let's sell the
you find him on Lynchburg all the time. But they keep him waiting at the end of the line. And that old honky parade, my God, look at all the parts he played. I'm talking about it. Jack Daniels, oh, number 7. Let us see some as this game. Jack Daniels, oh, number 7. Summer's whiskey. He used to be so frisky. Talking about it. Jack Daniels, oh, number 7. Let us see some as this game. Jack Daniels, oh, number 7. Let us see some as this game. He used to be frisky.
Hey, Lamb, what song was that? That was kind of good, wasn't it?
I really like it. It's called I Got Drunk, and in parentheses, and I Fell Down.
I'd like to say that's my song.
We'd all like to. It actually is a little bit of all our songs, except your song would actually be I Got Drunk, I Fell Down because I was wearing big shoes.
Yeah, speaking of
big shoes
and falling down.
Yeah. Anyways, this is the drunk show on Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolfen. God, are we living up to our theme?
Ross is
this
taking
is
too many media
possibly.
Classes, and he thinks that you have to have a segue for everything, but we've defied that fact. There are no segues in this show whatsoever unless Ross does them.
Thanks, Scott.
He is.
Yeah. Let's play this next song, yeah?
Before we do that, I'd like to give a special...
Speaking of next songs, let's play this next song.
I'd like to give a special shout-out to Vinyl Connection, who has loaned us a Wasp album. Anyways, this next song is...
It's...
Another Song to Hang Yourself by Ross.
Oh, no. This is Hefner. We heard him earlier. We heard him sing the hymn for the alcohol. The song's called Hello Kitten, but listen closely to the chorus.
Ooh, booze.
Deux, trois.
So there's a little controversy if that might have been about masturbation.
Yeah, so if you have your 2 cents, give them to us at between 8 and 12 beers at coachandsix.com.
Soon we're going to have our pictures up and everything.
And our biographies, too.
And our email address. You can write to Scott at...
Oh.
Scott, you can write him a letter and then just bring it to Metro Drug and put it on a rock and throw it through the window.
Give
He'll
it to
sure
one
to
of the guys at Labor Ready and I'll get it. Because they come and cash their checks there. Those guys.
Well, yeah, we have email.
I guess the host doesn't get one. Oh, yesterday I was not here.
So,
Labor Ready, eh?
John Lamb, what's your email address?
I believe that would be lchapo@coachandsix.com.
And I am lbicho@coachandsix.com. Please send naked pictures of yourself.
Or someone you love.
Or, like, some hot bitch from Baywatch.
But, yeah, no MP3s if you're a local band. If you're a local band, go fuck yourself.
And no Napster.
No Napster. We've banned Napster at coachandsix.com.
Metallica rules ass!
I love Metallica because... But they fucking...
Metallica!
They
Metallica.
Told us we couldn't have Napster. They wrote us a letter and everything. I'm pissed.
Three Minute Hero sucks.
I like
okay.
This is the last song of tonight.
Thank God.
It's called I Won't Ever Go Drinking Again.
And it's one of Ross's songs, so you know you'll never want to.